from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Here is the news first headlines. President Jokowi says Indonesia among the world's top 10 safest countries. Indonesia Development Forum 2018 raised issue of inter-regional gap in Indonesia. Those are the lines, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has lauded the Law and Order Index, placing Indonesia among the top 10 safest countries in the world. President Jokowi said while acting as the inspector of ceremony during the Bayangkara Day celebration in Jakarta on Wednesday, July 11th, that he received good news from Goal of Law and Order, which puts Indonesia among the top 10 safest countries in the world. The head of state said he was proud of the achievement resulting from hard work of various elements of the nation, including the dedication and hard work of the national police. He, however, reminded the police to remain ready for future challenges, which are becoming more complex, and for increasing demands of the public. He noted that the world keeps changing, moving, and producing new threats. The 2018 Global Law and Order report, compiled by consultancy GLOBAP, found that Singapore, Indonesia, are among the safest countries in the world, ahead of many developed countries in East Asia and Europe, according to CAsia.co online media on June 19. The 2018 Global Law and Order survey asks 148,000 people around the world to evaluate how safe they feel in their respective countries, where participants were asked whether they felt safe walking alone at night, had confidence in the police, and had property stolen from them or their family, and whether they had been mugged in the last 12 months. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the trade war between the United States and China had direct and indirect impact on Indonesian economy. He stated after attending the National Workshop of Caring for Peace, Learning from Conflict Resolution and Peace in Maluku for United, Sovereign, a Just and Prosperous Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 10. The direct impact of trade tensions between the two countries on Indonesia is the devaluation of Indonesian export products by the United States government through a generalized system of preferences GSP evaluation system. He explained that the immediate impact is that the United States is considering to evaluate the GSP, which gives eminence to developing countries, including Indonesia. Currently, the United States government is evaluating around 124 Indonesian export products, including textile, cotton, and fishery products such as shrimp and crabs. The U.S. import evaluation policy is undertaken to determine what type of products are still eligible to enter the country. Meanwhile, the indirect impact of the trade war is the value of Indonesia's raw material exports to China that declined due to weak industrial production of the country. Hence, he added that the government's efforts aim to stabilize the domestic economy, so it is not only exports but also domestic consumers can grow into new markets. Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, Bappenas, supported by the Knowledge Sector Initiative, a collaborative program between the government of the Republic of Indonesia and Australia held Indonesia Development Forum IDF 2018 on July 10 to 11 in Jakarta. IDF is an international forum to discuss strategic issues and the priority agenda of Indonesia's development, as well as to find innovative solutions appropriate to the development context in Indonesia. This year, the IDF has specifically addressed the theme of breakthroughs to overcome inter-regional gaps in Indonesia. According to the Minister of National Development Planning, Bambang Brojonegoro, in a press conference held in Jakarta on Tuesday, IDF is expected to emerge initiatives, innovations, and ideas from several regions that can be an example for other areas to overcome their problems.
Karena itu dalam Indonesia Development Forum kali ini,
therefore, in the Indonesia Development Forum this time, we want to raise initiatives, innovations, ideas that may have been going well in some areas, and we hope other regions can learn from each other, see how other areas can do, and maybe he can make modifications. Imitate but make modifications, and then we also hope this idea does not have to emerge from either central or local government, but we also hope that this idea comes from the society. Furthermore, Bambang Brojonegoro said the gap between regions in Indonesia is a complex and multi-sectoral issue. Therefore, the government of Indonesia needs contributions from the society as well as businesses, people, academics, publics, and also young people to find a solution based on real evidence and create innovative mapping with new approaches. The IDF theme this year is one of the Indonesian President Joko Widodo 9 agenda, or known as Nawacita, to build Indonesia from the edge by strengthening social, economic, and human resources development in all parts of Indonesia, including underdeveloped areas and islands. Indonesia is seeking to enhance trade with India, eyeing especially the market of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands as the closest Indian region to the Southeast Asian country. A press release from Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated on Tuesday that 50 business entities from the two countries, along with local authorities, explore potential trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two regions during the India-Indonesia Investment Forum held in Aceh on Monday. The forum was a follow-up of the shared vision of India-Indonesia Maritime Cooperation in the Indo-Pacific initiated by President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Director General of Policy Development and Analysis Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Siswo Pramono revealed that the distance between Aceh and Indira Point, the southernmost region of Andaman and Nicobar, was 125 kilometers. Meanwhile, the distance between Andaman and Nicobar and mainland India is more than 1,300 kilometers. Hence, according to Pramono, Andaman and Nicobar is a potential market for Aceh to be developed soon. Meanwhile, Ambassador of India to Indonesia, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, conveyed the need to build business connectivity between Sumatra and Andaman and Nicobar with some potential cooperation in the fields of tourism, air and sea connectivity, and hospital services. An Indian warship, the INS Sumatra, on Tuesday, July 10, called at the Indonesian island of Sabang, Aceh, reflecting friendly relations between the Indian and Indonesian navies. Commander of the Sabang unit of the Indonesian Navy, Colonel Edi Haryanto, and a number of his junior officers were at the Container Terminal 3 of the Sabang Free Trade Area Management Body to welcome the Indian warship. Edi Haryanto said in Sabang on Tuesday that Indonesia shares the sea border with India and the visit of the Indian warship is a reflection of good relations between the two countries. He said the visit here by the Indian warship, the INS Sumatra, is to ensure security in the sea separating the two countries and as a reflection of the commitment of the two countries to strengthen bilateral relations. The Indonesian Navy has long maintained its commitment to improving the bilateral relations. The INS Sumatra is under the command of Rajesh Rana with 17 officers and 120 crewmen. In the spirit of supporting the 2018 Asian Games, the Communication and Informatics Ministry, Kominfo, released a mobile application called the Duta Supporter Indonesia, which translates to Indonesian Supporters Ambassadors. According to the Ministry's Director General for Information and Public Policy, Niken Widyastuti, the application is aimed to accommodate the spirit of the Asian Games from every Indonesian and not just for the two cities where the Asian Games venue is held, Jakarta and Palembang. Niken, during the application's grand launching in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 10, said, "Asian Games isn't just for the people in the host cities of Jakarta and Palembang, but is for every Indonesian citizen to enjoy. That is why the ministry created the Duta Supporter Indonesia application. The Android-based application that is already available for download in Google Play Store was developed by Enda Nasution." He said that the application is a mean for the Indonesians who want to support the 2018 Asian Games. State-owned electricity company PLN has sought to allay concerns about electricity supply in Jakarta for the Asian Games 2018, which will take place from August 18 to September the 2nd. PLN's General Manager of Transmission in Western Java, Trino Erwin, in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 10, said that the company has prepared and assessed no fewer than 100 transmission network circuits, ranging from 100 kV to 700 kV. Trino said PLN had readied 31 substations and 48 transformers to supply electricity to all Asian Games venues in the capital. The number of personnel in charge of supporting the Asian Games is 500 people, excluding ground patrol officers, security officers, and drivers. In addition to the company headquarters, he added that six command posts would closely monitor the electricity supply situation 24 hours a day. Jakarta and South Sumatra provincial capital Palembang will co-host the world's second largest sport event after the Olympic Games. The Asian Games will feature 42 sports with a total of 59 disciplines. Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee Ines Kalk, Deputy Director for Sports Lukman Nyudi, said the organizers had not yet finalized the number of sports events. So far, 493 sports events had been provisionally listed. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018. presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Theresa May government future amidst Brexit crisis. Almost a year since leaving the European Union, the British government is facing problems in realizing its policies. Prime Minister Theresa May, struck by an internal political crisis, had to concentrate on taking steps after Britain officially left the European Union in March 2019. The decision was taken 2 years after a referendum that ruled the Conservative Party's government of the European Union. The internal split in Prime Minister Theresa May's administration manifested itself when two ministers declared their resignations. They are two key holders of the Brexit implementation, namely Minister of Brexit Affairs David Davis and Foreign Minister Boris Johnson. The resignation of Davis and Johnson from the government did not seem to worry Theresa May. The second female British Prime Minister after Margaret Thatcher immediately overhauled her cabinet and appointed two ministers to fill in the post left by Davis and Johnson. This decision prompted expectations that the referendum could still be validated in March 2019, though many are still questioning it. Potentially, the opposition party gets more power to criticize government policy. The exit of David Davis and Boris Johnson is like being a new bullet for the opposition to launch a cornering. Both Davis and Johnson, after their resignations, argue that this was due to the fact that they were no longer in line with the Prime Minister's policy. The two stated they could no longer cooperate and support the government's steps to follow up on the results of the referendum. Both Davis and Johnson rated Prime Minister's policy as too pragmatic and compromising. In this regard, Britain cannot completely free itself economically from European Union member countries and European Union policy. Economically, Britain still has an attachment to other European countries. As a producer of Airbus, BMW, Jaguar and Land Rover, England is unlikely to take a drastic policy that cuts off business with European countries that are related to the export of good production. On that basis, the Theresa May government should adopt a more pragmatic policy. Prime Minister Theresa May should conduct a post-Brexit policy that combines idealism and reality. This difficult move has led to a government crisis that is indeed not a majority in parliament, in addition to corroborating the opposition. And this government crisis could have made Northern Ireland, that initially opposed Brexit, once again voice its pressure. Theresa conditions reinforce the view that the future of the Conservative government under the leadership of Theresa May becomes questionable. The future of Brexit before March 2019 can also be questioned again. That was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from the World Population Day on July 11.
The World Population Day is commemorated annually on July 11 since 1989 by the United Nations Development Programme. The commemoration of the World Population Day is aimed to remind the world's population growth rapidly and its consequences, in addition to invite people in the world to play their role in resolving the problems. Now, an event on July 11, 1995, Serbian troops carried out massacres in Srebrenica. The Srebrenica was a massacre of more than 8,000 Bosnian Muslims, including teenagers in Srebrenica region, Bosnia, by Serbian forces led by General Ratko Mladic. On February 27, 2007, the International Court of Justice said the incident as a genocide. General Mladic later became an international fugitive for being found guilty of committing genocide and other war crimes in Yugoslavia. We end today's edition of Today in History with an event. Spain achieved the first World Cup trophy on July 11, 2010. In the 2010 World Cup final, which took place on July 11, 2010, Spain overthrew the Netherlands through extra time. Andres Iniesta scored the only goal in the 116th minute. The goal that finally led Spain to the world champion for the first time, also realizing their mission to merge the European Cup with the World Cup. Spain, who came to the 2010 World Cup of South Africa with a status as the European Cup champion in 2008, were able to reap victories on their way to the final. They removed the leading teams such as Portugal, Germany, and Uruguay to meet the Netherlands in the final. That was the segment of Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, we bring you a topic about the Indonesian government launches an integrated electronic licensing service system or online single submission, or OSS, to facilitate the processing of investment licensing in Indonesia. The system is an effort of government in simplifying business license and creating integrated licensing service model, which is cheaper, easier, and definitely. This was said by Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution in an inauguration of online single submission system in Jakarta on Monday, July 9. Minister Darmin Nasution also mentioned that the system can be accessed online and in an integrated manner in all ministries or agencies and local governments throughout Indonesia to support the implementation of one-stop integrated licensing. He hoped with the OSS system, the business license will be obtained by the business actor in less than an hour. The OSS system has been built since October 2017 as the implementation of Presidential Regulation No. 91-2017 on accelerating the implementation of business. The concept has been tested in Purwakarta, West Java, Batam, Riau Islands, and Palu, Central Sulawesi. This information technology-based system is the interconnection and integration of the licensing service system, which is available in the Investment Coordinating Board. The system is also the central one-stop integrated licensing and the regional one-stop integrated licensing, which uses Sichantik system, managed by the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. The system is also supported by the system from several ministries and institutions of licensing publisher, including Indonesian National Single Window System, General Law Administration System of Ministry of Law and Human Rights and Information System for Population Administration of Home Affairs Ministry. For the time being, the OSS system operation is carried out by the Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs supported by Indonesian National Single Window and other relevant ministries and agencies. After that, the system operation will be submitted to the Investment Coordinating Board. Investors or other existing business activities then subsequently can adjust the licensing process through the OSS system to obtain the number of parent enterprises as well as the extension of business license or commercial license. The government also provides OSS long as a place to assist investors in online licensing arrangements. The OSS Long is expected to become the standard in all one-stop integrated licensing, including self-service, support services, priority services, general consultations of investment and clinics. The launch of the OSS was attended by Governor of Bank Indonesia, Minister of Home Affairs, the Minister of Communication and Information Technology, the Minister of Law and Human Rights, the Minister of Industry, and the Minister of Agriculture and Special Head of the National Land Agency, the Head of Investment Coordinating Board, and the Chief of Presidential Staff. That was My Indonesia for today.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has lauded the Law and Order Index, placing Indonesia among the top 10 safest country in the world. President Joko Widodo said while acting as the inspector of ceremony during the Bayangkara Day celebration in Jakarta on Wednesday that he received good news from Call of Law and Order, which puts Indonesia among the top 10 safest countries in the world. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said that the trade war between the United States and China had direct and indirect impact on the Indonesian economy. He stated after attending the National Workshop of Caring for Peace, Learning from Conflict Resolution and Peace in Maluku for United, Suffering, a Just and Prosperous Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday. The direct impact of trade tensions between the two countries on Indonesia is the evaluation of Indonesian export products by the United States government through a generalized system of preferences evaluation system. Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, Bavenas, supported the Knowledge Sector Initiative, a collaborative program between the government of Republic of Indonesia and Australia, held Indonesia Development Forum IDF 2018 on July 10 to 11 in Jakarta. IDF is an international forum to discuss strategic issues and the priority agenda of Indonesia's development. Indonesia is seeking to enhance trade with India, eyeing especially the market of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands as the closest Indian region to the Southeast Asian country. A press release from Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated on Tuesday that 50 business entities from the two countries, along with local authorities, explore potential trade, investment, and economic cooperation between the two regions during the India-Indonesia Investment Forum held in Aceh on Monday. An India warship, the INS Sumatra, on Tuesday, July 10, called at the Indonesian island of Sabang, Aceh, reflecting friendly relations between the Indian and Indonesian navies. Commander of the Sabang unit of the Indonesian Navy, Colonel Edi Haryanto, and a number of his junior officers were at the Container Terminal CT3 of the Sabang Free Trade Area Management Body to welcome the Indian warship. In the spirit of supporting the 2018 Asian Games, the Communication and Informatics Ministry, Kominfo, released a mobile application called the Duta Supporter Indonesia, which translates to Indonesian Supporters Ambassador. According to the Ministry's Director General for Information and Public Policy, Niken Widyastuti, the application is aimed to accommodate the spirit of the Asian Games from every Indonesian, and not just for the two cities where the Asian Games venue is held, Jakarta and Palembang. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id. Before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a tourism object in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Komodo National Park goes international after it officially becomes one of seven natural wonders of the world. The natural beauty in the region cannot be missed. Even before entering the tourism object, you will be amazed on the natural beauty from its gate, namely Lawa Darat Island, or in local language called Gili lawan darat. Listeners, before arriving on Komodo Island, tourists will pass Gili Lawan Darat. The island is located at the north part of Komodo Island, and it includes in one island which has existed at Komodo National Park since 1980. Interestingly, here you can find sea as well as cluster of exotic islands. Listeners, Gili Lawan Darat is one of islands which protects the biggest lizard habitat in the world besides Komodo, Rinca, and Padar Island. Almost the entire island is overgrown with grass. The grass overlay has captivated tourists who visit the island. Tourists who want to get relaxed can do trekking for 30 minutes to the peak of the island in order to be able to enjoy the beauty of panorama and the exotic nature. Listeners, the right time to visit Gili Lawan Darat is before sunrise, because at the time you will see sunrise, which is really extraordinary beautiful. If you are lucky, you can see the beauty of sun and moon at the same time. Moreover, sea surface makes this place unforgettable to its beauty. If you visit this tourism destination, you can pass two roads, namely through Lombok or Flores Island. But to save your time, we suggest you to take Flores Road, because the airport in Flores is near with Labuan Bajo. From Labuan Bajo, the trip is continued to Gili Lawan Darat by speedboat for several hours. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is foto pernikahan, or in English, wedding photo. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about foto pernikahan, or in English, wedding photo. The conversation is located at Joko's family room. Tony and Dinda are talking about Dinda's family while seeing the family's album. Joko comes and greets them.
Kalian sedang apa?
Kami sedang melihat foto pernikahan kita.
Ya, kamu masih sangat muda dalam foto ini.
Sekarang aku masih muda juga kan?
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, foto pernikahan, or in English, wedding photo. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kalian sedang apa? Kalian sedang apa? In English, what are you doing? Foto,
In English, foto. Kami sedang melihat foto pernikahan kita. Kami sedang melihat foto pernikahan kita. In English, we are seeing our wedding photo. Kami masih sangat muda dalam foto ini. Kami masih sangat muda dalam foto ini. In English, we were still young in the photo. Sekarang aku masih muda juga. Sekarang aku masih muda juga. In English, now I'm still young. In a dialogue, you've listened an expression, kalian sedang apa? The question is usually used when you want to know activities of other persons. Kamu sedang apa? Ibu sedang apa? In English, mother, what are you doing? If you want to know someone's activities in the past, you have to add past tense. For examples, kamu sedang apa waktu aku menelpon? Kamu sedang apa waktu aku menelpon? In English, what will you do when I called you? Kalian sedang apa ketika terjadi gempa? Kalian sedang apa ketika terjadi gempa? In English, what were you do when the quake occurred? Kalian sedang apa or sedang apa kalian? In English, what are you doing? Listener, to answer the question, aku sedang mandi waktu kamu menelpon. Aku sedang mandi waktu kamu menelpon. In English, I was taking a bath when you called me. Kami sedang belajar ketika terjadi gempa. Kami sedang belajar ketika terjadi gempa. In English, we were studying when the quake occurred. Let's listen to the next conversation. Dinda, kamu sedang apa? Tony, saya sedang mencari buku. Joko, kemarin aku menelpon kamu tidak diangkat. Tony, ya maaf, kemarin aku sedang olahraga. The question sedang apa is often used to open the conversation. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Kalian sedang apa?
Kami sedang melihat foto pernikahan kita.
Ya, kamu masih sangat muda dalam foto ini.
Sekarang aku masih muda juga kan?
After listening to the conversation about foto pernikahan, we will give you an exercise, which of course is related to the words you have already learned. The exercise is to describe your family. For example, anggota keluarga saya berjumlah 4 orang. Saya anak pertama dari 2 bersaudara. Saya mempunyai 1 adik laki-laki. Dia 2 tahun lebih muda daripada saya. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land?
Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some pop songs from Three Souls. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Senyummu Hanya Untukku. Happy listening.
Sungguh sempurna dirimu, karya terindah. Hatiku berdebar selalu tiap ku lihat senyummu. Ku ingin selalu dekatmu. Layakkah bulan melihat senyummu yang indah kasih, dan bintang pun tak berkedip terpana melihat sinarmu. Senyummu hanya untukmu.
Senyummu sajalah yang baku.
Langit pun cerah di saat kau menatapku. Satu-satunya yang mewarnai hidupku, takkan ku buat kau bersedih. Senyummu hanya untukku, kan ku selami samudra untuk dapatkan senyummu.
Senyummu kasihku.
That was the song entitled Senyummu Hanya Untukku by Three Souls, a pop song accompanied by a cappella and twinkling of acoustic guitar, was nicely dedicated by Three Souls. Senyummu Hanya Untukku contains complaint for the beautiful smile of someone. Although sounding romantic, the song Senyummu Hanya Untukku apparently represents universal love, so it can be delivered not only to the beloved ones, but also for family and friends. The song was the first single from the Three Souls group. The group consists of three personals, Yeri Riryasa, JC Thomas More, and Damien Jonathans. The three personals formed Three Souls group in 2017 after having performed together in a show. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Isyarat. Enjoy the song.
Layaknya bintang yang tak sempat ucap kata berpisah pada sang mentari. Barisan mega pun tak cukup merangkai sebaik puisi pada langit cerahnya. Melihat kau,
diam.
With a poetic diction, Trizol's portrays a tragic farewell for the beloved chooses to leave without giving any reasons before. The song that was released on January 18, 2018, also presented by Trizol's to the deaf because they have inspired Trizol's in the cultivation of songs and video clips, Isyarat. Trizol's not only refers to one musical genre, the group has also worked many musical genres including acoustics, pop, R&B, and soul. As a newcomer, Trizol's admitted that they're still very open with new things including musical style. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Terbawa Perasaan and Love. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahmu selalu ada kalaku memejamkan mata. Indah paras lukumu hadirkan sejuta hayalan. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku. Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.